show. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Down there listening to Jigga Man, Big Pimpin', down in Texas.
You know why? Thug 'em, some love 'em, leave 'em, cause I don't need 'em. Take 'em out the hood, keep 'em looking good.
This city has loved you forever. When you go out there and they give you that kind of love again, what that feels like?
I can't put it in words. I mean, it's, you know, I'm still choked up about it, you know. Chill bumps running through my veins. You know, I love this place. And I love the people here. You know, they made me a household name, and they showed me love from the time I came to the time I left. And I just appreciate these fans and love them. I got no patience, and I
hate waiting. Welcome, everybody, to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. This is being taped for you on Memorial Day weekend, 2012. Poncho, how are you feeling?
Big time, show 14. Hide your sons and rebellious teenage goth daughters. The Voice and Poncho are on the prowl. 2 touchdowns, show 14.
Yeah. Allen Iverson, when you hear a former player talk with that passion, how does that make you feel? He loved this city. He loved these people. What a...
Real. He's just real, Tools. Everything about this guy... Hey, Allen Iverson, he's fallen on hard times, no doubt about it. But no athlete has ever played harder in this city. He's not a fraud like your boy Wheeler up in the studio. A special Donna Summers episode. We're going to dance all over you, brother.
Okay, well, we're going to start with Phil.
Yeah.
We're going to start with Phil's. We have some issues. You want to go over them? I know. Mm-hmm. Just relax. Okay.
The issues remain. Let's get to them.
Okay. Number one issue we're going to talk about with the Phillies, Jimmy Rollins.
Wow. I can hear the baby crying all the way back in Houston, Texas, where Rollins bailed for a few days. Meanwhile, he's hitting 226, Tools.
I guarantee you what happened is Manuel Amaro basically told Rollins, listen, you can take 3 days and we can put you on this child list or whatever.
Baby leave.
Or, yeah, paternity leave list. They made him take the 3 days.
Perhaps so. I mean, it can only get better. He's got more babies and home runs right now. This 5-year, 30-whatever million dollar man stinks. So maybe he needs to be around something warm and tender to harden up his play a little bit.
So, just to make it clear, the Voice and Poncho have major issues with the Phillies contract. We have issues with Rollins. The problem we have with this is Freddie Galvis could have played shortstop.
Yep.
You could have taken that $36, $40 million and spent it on something else.
Hindsight is 20/20, Tools. Maybe not for you. You got the Coke bottle glasses on over there. Can't even see your hand in front of your face. However, no one could have seen this from Galvis. I mean, I still believe to this day that Amaro only inserted Galvis at second to start the year because he had no choice, Tools. Who's this Fontenot guy? He's a backup second baseman. He had no choice but to go with Galvis, and who knew he was actually going to do a little something-something at the plate. He's one of our best clutch hitters.
But in spring training, this Fontenot guy, he was hitting the cover off the ball down there in Clearwater.
Have you seen this Fontenot fella?
No.
I drop him with a little backhand smack, with a woman smack right in his face.
Okay. That being said, he had speed. He's hitting the ball. I mean, it's better than what we're dealing with.
We're
up
talking
here.
Galvis now. Yeah, right. Galvis. Hey, I've jumped this kid a little bit, made fun of his heritage. But last night, how many hits did he have, Tools? 3, maybe 4. Drove in a crap load of runs. Real nice player right now. But as you said earlier today, he's hitting 245 still.
Yeah, 3 RBIs last night. 3 RBIs there.
Which gets me to the Dinkleberry Watch of the Week. 7 RBIs for the great John Dinkleberry Jr. for the season Freddie Galvis had three in a game last night. Mayberry did have two groundouts and a walk in a game this week, though, Tools. Coming along.
Everybody was sold. He had a great season last year, but you are what you are, and he is what he is. He's a borderline minor leaguer.
Borderline bush leaguer. He stinks. You told me he's the next Howard. Howard 2, Poncho, believe it. He's terrible. He's hitting 212.
All right. Mayberry is not having a good year. That being said, four games out. You can't gloss over that. Are you still looking at a trade right now? Are you still doing something to improve this lineup?
Tolls, did you see the lineup? Hector Luna hitting sixth. Galvey seventh. Then some other stiff eighth. And then the pitcher. Tolls, the second half of this lineup literally is minor league. It's terrible. I looked at that lineup a couple nights ago, and I said, I'm not watching him. They're terrible. This has got to be the worst lineup in the division, in the league.
Okay, what's the first piece you move? Victorino? Do you get anything for Victorino?
Boy, I really don't know if they're going to move him midseason. I think they probably consider him one of their only fire starters at this point, and they're desperate for guys that can set the table. They might move a pitcher, if anything. That's what the poncho's saying. Show 14, two touchdowns, just like me back in high school, plowing through Littles kids.
Okay. So you say they're going to move a pitcher. Which pitcher are you going to move? Kendrick?
Tools, how are you going to trade your few offensive threats for another offensive player? You got to get rid of a pitcher. You can't trade something away that you need. I don't know. You tell me. I don't know if they're going to do the big-time Cliff Lee thing, but Blanton's on the market. We know that.
Blanton? I mean, how much do you think he's worth?
Somebody told me, little baby birdie, Kevin Youkilis, from Boston for Blanton has been discussed. Now, we all know rumors fly around. Sort of that rumor that started fourth grade with you, brother. Started ever since you wore that tie-dye and hung with you until graduation. No one lets you down for that one.
I don't understand that. Why in the world would Boston want Blanton? He's on the last year of his contract. What? A salary dump? Their salaries are probably... I don't understand that reasoning.
Could be a rumor, Tools. I'm just going to say it right now, though. Memorial Day, reflect on everyone, Donna Summers, the disco queen, but I'll still say it on this episode. This is the worst team in the division, and that's why they're in last place, Tools. Look at your newspaper. You can't read, but I'll tell you right now, they're 500!
This is also the circumstance that we're in right now, which is just the worst situation the Phillies could be in. The only player on this team that you would want to build a team around is going to be a free agent. He's probably going to be the Cy Young, and he give him the seventh year. Give him the seventh year.
You got to do it. Seven straight wins for Cole Hamels. Not seven straight wins on decisions. Seven straight wins in his last starts. This guy is incredible. We cannot let him go anywhere. Give him whatever he wants. We realize now the Cliff Lee money is not looking great. But you gotta pay Hamels more than that, because that's what he's gonna draw, Tools.
Okay, well, Philly's got some issues, trades possibly, we're not sure, but we'll be watching them, still supporting them. We're gonna get into the Sixers right now. And now it is time to talk Sixers, Poncho. We're a little down in the dumps right now.
Keep your head up, Tools. There's no reason to be embarrassed, ashamed, hurt deeply by this. This was a valiant run. Nip and tuck to the end. Just didn't have those clutch shooters that Boston had. Not one, but two or three. Allen, Rondo, Garnett, all made shots. Philly's strong suit, Tools, is not hitting shots. This is a fast, quick, defense-oriented team and just didn't have it. Fell behind and couldn't claw back.
The thing that hurts me is I thought they could beat this team. I thought they had the speed, age. I thought their defense. I thought they could claw out an ugly win, and it just came up a little short in Game 7.
They say on a playoff run, Tools, it's lightning in a bottle, and you want to capture it for a playoff run, a few series, and that seemed to be what the Sixers were working with here, playing a little over their head, competing every game except for that flub game they had earlier in the week. However, they just ran out of that flash, didn't have anything last night down the wire. We'll come back next year, though. I mean, the team will be different, but we got a good foundation of some good young players. Let's not be too hurt by this.
One positive thing is Spencer Flaws is a free agent, and they better not sign him.
Now that the season is over, it's official. Spencer Flaws, you have no excuse
for not coming down to the studio and getting in a fist fight with this guy. I can't stand you. I'm going to hurt you bad.
He's 7 foot and he can't even get a rebound.
He's terrible. This guy is horrible. I'd take him down to the JC Park, cross him over, and put him in a wheelchair for his life. He stinks. Also, Tools, something to cheer you up on this somber Sunday. Ray Allen's mom, last time we're seeing her, that jewelry, the terrible hair, she looks like Krang from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Get her out of town.
Yeah, I mean, Sixers, we'd say successful season. Thanks for the entertainment. I wasn't expecting this, and it was like free basketball. We accept that.
Right. I mean, going into it, come on. Who? At some points, we didn't even think they're going to make the playoffs. And then when we got to the Bulls series, we thought, certainly over. However, the basketball, partially clothed, fleshy gods blessed us with a couple injuries in that Chicago series, allowed us to move on to Boston. And hey, 7 games, 7 pieces of excitement in that series. I do have to call out Evan Turner about something, though, Tool. Is that okay?
Go ahead.
All right, he played well. He did okay. Sometimes he disappeared. However, last night after the game, decides, hey, first thing I want to do, not go home, take care of the wife. Not going to go home and talk to the kids. Not going to go home and take a shower and get an ice or whatever you do after you play basketball. He decides to get on Twitter and start ripping the fans. Thanks to all our fans who were real all throughout the year and stuck with us and weren't players and posers. I got something real for you, brother, here on this Sunday. Involves 10 knuckles and 2 sore eyes. Get in front of me.
All right. Well, we'll talk about next week what the Sixers have to do to move forward. But once again, overall, successful season. We're a little down about losing Game 7.
Don't be too down, though, Tulsa. This was an impressive run. I mean, nobody saw it coming. Like you said, free basketball. Get over it. Moving on.
All right. Time to get to our next segment. Okay, now we're going to talk a little Eagles. The Eagles had their OTAs this week. That's where they just bring all the players in and they start checking stuff out, seeing if people can learn the defense. Poncho, what did you take from the OTAs?
Tell you what, all flowers in May for these birds, Tools. Things can change in a few months. We know that. We saw the Peters injury. However, this defense is much better. Everybody's healthy. This Eagles team is going to make a run this year. Show 14, I am dancing in everybody's head. They're going to have a heck of a season.
Okay. This defense, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it on paper. I don't want to be viewed as somebody that has rose-colored glasses on. I think this defense could be dominant. Let's just talk about it. First off, defensive line led the league last year in sacks. They just added more bullets to the gun. Talk to me about this defense.
I have no idea how you're saying dominant for a defense that was awful a year ago. However, I am optimistic. Let me give you one reason. Show 14. Vinny Curry, this rookie out of Marshall. Don't worry about anybody else that we drafted. This is the kid right here. Vinny Curry is going to have a heck of a season, Tools. This defensive line already was good. It just got a lot better. And then with the secondary that we have, all those pieces back there are comfortable without Asante Samuel and his ego taking up the entire field. It looks good defense. It could only get better.
I want everybody to watch the linebackers this year. Last year was an embarrassment to watch the linebackers. This year, I'm hearing word out of camp that this guy Kendricks is a freak of nature. This guy has a 40-inch vertical leap. He's the fastest linebacker in years. You're going to match him up with Brian Roll. Brian Roll played well last year. I mean, he was a player.
Serviceable. Then don't get too excited, Tools.
Then you put Ryan's in the middle. This defense, this whole team, I don't want to sound like a homer. All I can see is Super Bowl.
Wow. I mentioned Super Bowl last week as well. I'm not going to call you out for that. It looks great on paper. It looks like one of the best teams in the league, Tools, on paper. One of the main reasons, Mr. McCoy, 5 years! And we have better news about Shady. He's coming to 717 Country, Tools. Coming to Lancaster for a special celebrity softball game. The Deets, lay him down.
It is such an opportunity for the Voice and Poncho to be living in the 717. Mm-hmm. And to have this caliber of NFL star power there, we're going to be at the game. We're going to be looking. We're going to be milling around.
It's a Pro Bowl on Lochland Country, Lancaster, not in Waikiki. It's right here in our own backyard, Tools. This is a special, special event. Voice and Poncho kind of getting all around Clipper Magazine Stadium. We're going to cover it. The amoebas of all media that we are, Tools. We will be all over that game. Stay tuned. June 23rd.
June 23rd at the Lancaster Clipper Stadium. I mean, we're going to be there.
Clipper Magazine Stadium. Great, great work there, Tools. It's only in your backyard.
Who's who of the NFL? Drop some names.
Ray Rice, ever heard of him?
Ever hear Cam Newton?
How about your boy Mike Wallace?
Never heard of him, but anyway, he'll be there. Oh, that's a Steeler.
White trash! Clear the airways!
All right, let's not start on Steelers fans. We'll be
I apologize. We'll be Show 8, forever. 9, and 10. Really left a mark in everybody's brain. If you remember those special Pittsburgh episodes from The Voice and Poncho, told us, if I could put something right in into you quick. Jeremy Maclin had a 23rd birthday party last month. It was all over Twitter. We'll be getting more into Twitter later. However, that was a special, special event. I don't know how much you heard about, how much you hear about that party.
A lot.
Michael Vick was there. Everybody having a great time. Vic's brother creeps in.
Oh, Marcus, no, no.
Marcus Vick came in the back. Next thing you know, blind guy rolls in with a seeing eye dog. Vic got real nervous, shriveled up, and went to the bathroom 2.5-3 hours is what the story was coming out from my insider. That was supposed to be a great event. Went sour quick.
Horrible, horrible. Okay, I'm gonna put this out right now. Over under in Vegas on Eagles wins is 10. Voice.
Over the rainbow and over 10. Dorothy, Toto, jump on the Voice and Poncho show. We're all going north of 10 wins this year, Tools. No doubt.
But this is what the Voice is going to do. I'm going to put $100 down, okay? When we win the bet, we'll have $200 and we'll have a meetup and we'll buy all the people drinks.
Meet and greet. If you remember the last one, Voice and Poncho hosted everybody. Tons of beers being bought by Poncho. Voice, pay up, brother. Pay up, brother.
Voice and Poncho putting money where their mouth is, and we're going to buy you beer because 10, that's the easiest bet around. Okay, time to talk about something that affects us. We're going to do our complaining section of the show.
And this one's troubling, Tools. Lay it down, but be soft because this one is very troubling.
No brainer. Okay, I'm driving home from work the other day, okay? There's a minivan in front of me. It's swerving back and forth, back and forth. I'm thinking, what the heck is going on? Mm-hmm. Over the line, I'm thinking, man, this person's drunk. I go up mm-hmm. there. It is a mother texting. There's three kids in the back seat. This is women drivers, for the most part, annoy me.
How about this Edgar Allan Poe tale, Tools? Driving along home from work down on a major artery in Lancaster County, 717. Up ahead of me, we've got a nice little Honda Accord, silver, of course, silver, of course. And then we get to a turn. It's a light, very busy intersection. The silver Accord in front of me starts taking a right out of nowhere. Then as I see her drifting into that other turn segment, she puts her signal on. Of course, I look over, 19-year-old woman, small, long hair, straightened. Just earned yourself the Voice and Poncho special. Boom. Clobbered in the back by my trailblazer.
So you don't like the late turn signal. All right.
What's the point of the turn signal if you're already turning? Ladies, come to Poncho School of Driving. You'll never leave the same.
Okay, I don't want to call out a listener, but I'm going to.
Hit me.
At SDiller27. We were at a barbecue the one day, right? Comes rolling in. Guess who's driving? His wife. Give me an example at any point when your girlfriend or wife should ever drive.
If I am actually legally, medically, spiritually unconscious. Okay, drive me home, brother. Sister, drive me home. However, Tolls, I don't care if I'm 12 Coors Lights deep. I'm a $165, and that's with sneakers on. I'm still driving home. Ride shotgun and keep it quiet.
There's only two reasons my wife ever drives. I am completely inebriated or I'm dead. So
yeah,
that's about just so men, don't let your wives drive you around. That is like the biggest flaw ever in your life.
Before you climb into that SUV, sweetheart, give me the keys. You're not getting anywhere near the wheel.
All right, so we voiced our opinion on women driving, and I think you guys figured out what we think.
Tools, if we could just say, we respect our women. We love our women. Donna Summer's episode here, Tools, devoted to the beautiful queen of disco, kings of all media, amoebas of all media, voice and poncho.
I don't think I should pick out the color of a room, you know? And I don't care. Tell me, men can't pick out the color of a room?
Right.
Shouldn't drive.
Just like when I get near the dishes and I start washing them, get me out of there. That's not my role. I know what I'm supposed to do. Stay out of the car, sweetheart.
Let's get to your favorite section. Listeners.
Don't lie to all of our horde of little monsters. It's not my favorite. Second favorite, Tools. Second favorite. The listener / social media segment of The Voice and Poncho. New listeners, Tools. Have you been watching the feed?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Me too. Rich Griffith, you love HD. We love you. Bill Rogers, love you in those sweaters on that old show. Heard some questionable things about your personal life. Kenny Myers, retweet. Thank you, Kenny. You've been around for a while. We couldn't appreciate you anymore, brother. The little monsters of Voice and Poncho, get involved. This show is unbelievable. Our Twitter feed is unbelievable.
Time to talk about a listener / specialist / insider. He is the flip-flop king of the six, is how we describe
the him. Special Ed of the Week. At Wiss, Inc. from Linux. Also 717. We respect him in some ways, Tools. You got something to play. I heard it. I'm still thinking
okay,
about
it. Okay, let me set it up for everybody here. What we're going to do is last week we called Wissink out for being a flip-flopper. I mean, who wouldn't do that? We didn't say anything too crazy. So what we'll do is we'll play...
Call a spade a spade. Right.
We'll play us calling him out. After we called him out, he called the voice line, which we respect. We want people to call the voice
Absolutely.
Line. We want people to tell us what they think. He's not happy with us, so let's listen to it. Last week demanded an apology from Matt Wissink. The biggest Philadelphia 76er flip-flopper.
Flop King.
Flop. Flip-flopper. Flops worse than Dennis Rodman. It's terrible. We want to say, Wissink, get off the bandwagon.
Come at us. All we do is fist fight, people. Come into the studio.
Yeah, boys, punch, two dopes. Hey, as I've been listening to the show here, it's pretty obvious that I'm not the only one flip-flopping on anything. First of all, I didn't flip-flop. You guys just put words in my mouth, like usual. That's what clowns normally do. Anyway, second of all, the only flip-flopping that's going on is from you guys. One second you're saying something, Ponce is saying, now he's congratulating. I mean, give me a break with the flip-flopping. The team stinks. Yeah, they might beat the Celtics. That doesn't mean they're any good. There's only a couple good teams. We're not one of them. We might win. That doesn't mean we're good. You guys are a bunch of towers. You hide behind the microphones. You talk smack. You get all excited. Yelling, whatever. Bring it.
Listening to Wiss Inc., you just wonder, does he watches every single Sixers game and he hates them?
I watch a lot of CSI. That's a threat, Tools. Legally, that's a threat. We were threatened. Wiss, we apologize. We didn't mean to... insult you. Obviously, you were hurt, harmed, felt you had to come back with words and attack us. Just hope you have an umbrella. A rainstorm of fists is coming if you get anywhere near us!
Wow, okay.
Suplex, brother! Right for you!
Let's stay away from the violence, the
yes,
threatening
right.
nature.
Okay,
let's
right.
just stay away from it.
But
okay.
you should still talk to us, Tools. Twitter. Come to our Twitter feed, at The Voice Poncho. We want to keep in touch. You can get us from iTunes. Download our show. It's incredible, as you can hear. Facebook, we're on there, and thevoiceponcho.com.
Okay, yeah. If you just go to the website, thevoiceponcho.com, you got everything.
Everything.
You can get connected with us, everything. Okay. Something happened this week. We are not a fan of this guy, and it just even cements our point on this guy. What happened?
Mr. Will Smith. The French kiss of Bel-Air smooched on national TV by a Russian interviewer. Will Smith also goes to a lot of Philly Sixer games. We know he is has a little piece of the team, Tools. He's getting a piece of something else from that interviewer. That was awkward.
That was terrible. Will Smith, you used to kind of be proud of this guy. You used to think, he's cool. He's from Philly. Now he's just and he's a part owner of the Sixers.
Yeah, I don't even know how I feel about that anymore, Tools. Carlton's looking cooler these days. I do have a scoop on this, though, won't it?
Yeah, give it to me.
My insider, he's a Hollywood insider. He lives out in the Silicon Valley. Told me Men in Black 4 in the works. 3's out now. Instead of Agent J, Will Smith playing Agent Day, fighting intergalactic tunnel warriors. He's terrible. He's questionable.
Okay, it is now time for Flavor Flub.
I didn't know this beautiful, warm Memorial Day would get any better, and then you laid Flavor Flub on me, the love of my life. Flavor and Flub. You want me to give you a flavor?
Give me your flavor.
Special, your favorite kind, the t-shirts. The t-shirts with Voice and Poncho all over them. The amoebas of all media that we are have released these special shirts. They're changing lives already. I went out wearing one, Tools. Next morning, woke up with some strange all around me. Wonderful night, wonderful shirt, flavor of the week.
What we would like our listeners to do is tweet us, call the voice line, email us, tell us how this t-shirt has changed your life.
It's a supply and demand thing. We are running out of shirts, Tools. However, if you get in touch with us and you hit the right heartstrings on how you want this shirt and how it's going to affect you, we'll hook you up, Voice and Poncho. Good like that.
Okay, time for my flub. Okay. Lalo Jones. She's an Olympic hurdleist. Okay.
Guy or girl?
Girl.
Okay.
And she goes on the Today Show and explains how the most difficult thing in her life is being a virgin. Why? Why is this a story? Why do we care if you're a virgin? Why is this all over Twitter? What a flub. We don't care if you're not sleeping with guys. Enough.
I agree. I'm surprised it's not your flavor. You should relate, 29-year-old and not scoring. However, I don't have any idea how this, what you say, it's abroad?
Yeah.
How she goes on national TV explaining how she won't get down and dirty. No respect for the voice and Poncho. We're real. Just like Iverson in that clip, Tools. We're real. Show 14, brother. We don't agree with that.
Okay, everybody. We got such an immense feedback from Show 13. We're going to leave you with some special sound bites from Show 13. Everybody have a great Memorial Day weekend, and take it easy.
Get to all of our sites, our feeds. We love you. Memorial Day, a memorial show for us, Tools. Love it. Philly Sports. The amoebas of all media called this back in March when you still had your snowshoes on, going back to feed the Blue Jays in the backyard. Welcome, Demetrius Bell. We love your edgy tweets, your urban tweets, thugging it out with the voice and Poncho. Down there listening to Jigga Man, Big Pimpin', down in Texas. Spencer Falls, he's a stiff, he's terrible. I don't even care how big he is. I fist fight him in an alley. During a basketball game 4. Come on. Unless you're taking your top off, we don't need you in the studio, girls.
At ESPN, who makes the decision? Who sits down and says, I have an idea. Let's get this possibly lesbian woman to announce a game.
Well, probably another questionable lesbian woman. I have no idea where my girlfriend was last night, now that I think about it. And I'm a little worried because Burrow's nearby. He probably laid something out last night. Let's just hope it wasn't mine.
Whoa.
Chase Utley, you got a GPS on him. It's the only way you know where he is. He's not in a Phillies uniform. However, this middle relief crew, a bunch of D-bags, David Schwimmer, Joe Slavery, Estudios with Starsno.
Yes, sometimes they think there's a dish fairy, as I call them, dish fairy. They think the dishes magically get clean.
Throwing them into the sink is not throwing them into the dishwasher. Complete the job.
Well, that's just some of our complaints right now. We don't want to...
And the cheese doesn't come off easy.
I know, then you got to soak it.